Und das verhängt mit allem. Wir bleiben am Achleike, ob wir euch nehmen als Zwacki, und wir müssen das Schwieres essen, according to Rebbe.
Rebbe holds that you need a etzem hanechal,
a thing should be
bosor on the etzem, in order that there should be a litter of Shvirus etzem.
So now there's a machlokes according to Rebbe, where the bosor has to be.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, as long as there's a
kezayis bosor on the etzem, there's chalavari a litter of Shvirus etzem. According to Reish Lakish, in order that there should be an Isser of Shvirus Etzem, you need a Kezayis Basso b'mokim ha-Shvirus. Zog the Gemara, Meisner.
Eiver sheyotza miktasai, choytech ad mokim shemegiya la-Etzem.
We have in the next Mishnah,
an Eiver sheyotza miktasai,
and when Chaylik went out of Yerushalayim, choytech ad mokim shemegiya la-Etzem, so he cuts the boso, we divide the boso hayete from the boso hapnimi. Achim admakim shemigil etzem, he cuts down to the etzem, the kailas, and then he peels the boso hapnimi, achimigil a perek, till he comes to a place where there's a joint, vachayte, and then he cuts that. The E Amrit Aver Shain Olav Kizayis Boso Bemokim Ze. If you'll tell me, according to Reish Lakish,
that if there's no Kizayis Boso on the Mokim Hashvire, the Yesh Olav Kizayis Boso Bemokim Acher Ein Boy Mishim Shvire Set, and there's no Yisr of Shvire Set, and as long as in the Mokim Hashvire there's no Kizayis,
is normally the kolif achimegia leperek v'chaytre.
Why does he have to peel the boser apnimi
till he gets to the perek and the zenis chaytre? Niklas bei puta. Let him just peel a little boser. V'nikmerei.
And then he should break the etzem.
The Mishnah differentiates between kachim and korban pesach. By a korban pesach, you need the seder of koilev,
and by kachim, if you'll have the same situation by kachim,
that an eiver sheyata mitzosoi, and the mitzvah did not go out,
so it says kaitzitz bekaifitz, so you just go and break it.
She'ein bei mishum shmiras etzem.
So it would seem that this whole halacha
is only because there's no other eitzit besides peeling the basar apnimi.
So the Gemara asks, why don't you have another eitzah?
Let him just be kailaf a little.
So in the mokim, where he was kailaf, there's no basar.
So on this mokim, there's a heter shvira. So why can't he break the bone in this way without being kailaf the whole basar?
So on this kashan Reish Lakish, we have two terutzim.
Abaya Oma Mishimka. Abaya said that if you're breaking the etzem, you only peel the little basa, we can't be afraid
that the shever, that you could be shever into the chelika etzem, which is tachas habasa akosha. One can never be sure how far the shvira will go. So Memela, therefore,
Chazal said that you should peel the basa
without trying to break it. Ravina Oma Bekulis.
Ravina said, the Mishnah is
speaking about an etzem that has moyach. So an etzem that has moyach, so you can't
break it mitzad the moyach sheboy.
So it's called Yeva Kezayis Boso B'mokim HaShvire, on the inside of the bone. Zot Rashi. Eiver sheyotza miktosoy,
v'tzorich lachtoich es hayoytzoy. Choytech es haboso sovit. Achim igi l'etzem, the koylef haboso shelo yotzo.
You peel that boso. Achim igi l'perek, shemeschabrim shom shnei atzomim.
Choytech es haperek, umashlich es haetzem sheyotzo miktoso. Then you throw away the whole bone.
I mean, you burn the boso that was yotze. V'yoichal bosa haniklav. And you eat the bosa that was peeled off.
The Gemara asked,
according to Reish Lakish, niklav bo pute, b'mokim shvire shove it,
the place where you want to break it, let's be clear.
And then you could avoid being kaimus the whole bosa. So Abaye said, Mishum Pka, Shema Yivka v'yishova tachas habosa,
it might break underneath the bosa, kishayake al-moki makilo, it will be banging, chopping, and the moki makilo,
the shevel might be nispashit into the mokim, which is tachas habosa, and then he's over the Isser of Shvira Setzer. That was Abaye's teretz, and Ravina said that he made a nekimte. We're speaking about a certain type of a bone, bekulis, shalayad, the yesh boy, moyach mitoichai. There's moyach inside of it, so le mahani le klife, because it's an etzem sheyesh boy bosa bemokim ashvire mitad the moyach. Zog die Gemara weiter. Tnan hosom, we learned in the Mishnah, ha pigo vahanoisha mitamin efe yadai.
That if you have bisar pigo or bisar noisha, and someone touches
this pigo or noisha, so there's a tumme darabon, mitamin efe yadai.
Rav Hune ve Rav Chizde. Now, if you think Rav Hune, Rav Chizde, why were the Rabbonon Goyzer Tuma and Pigol Venoisa? Chad Omar Mipnei Chashdei Kuhune, Chad Omar Mipnei Atzlei Kuhune. One of the reasons is because we're Choshed,
the Kahanim might do something very terrible, that's why they were Goyzer Tuma.
And another one said the reason of the Tuma was because they were afraid of Kahanim which are atzelim. That's why they were guys of Tumah. And both of them are speaking about different cases. Mar Masni Apigu. One man, the Omar, is speaking about Pigu. That he says, Al Chazdei Kune.
Mar Masni Anoiso. And one is speaking about Noiso. That's Atzlei Kune.
Man the masni apigu mishum chazei kuna. Man the masni anoisa mishum atzlei kuna. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi says, mitamin efa yadayim midarabono. Chad omar mishum chazei kuna,
shechashudim lefagil kom. You have some kahanim which are choshud to be mefagil akom. And why would they do such a thing? Mishum eivo. Because they have a sinner to the balakom, so this is a very convenient way to pay him up, to be mazik him. He'll be mechashev b'shas da'avoyde, he wants to eat a chelek chutz l'zmanoi, so he'll passel the whole kom, so yena won't have a ritzoi. Is therefore, in order to prevent such actions, gozru ala pigul sheyetame seyedayim, that the pigle be metame yodayim, kidei sheyeze tzorich lahatful yodov koidim sheyiga bekoidish. And this will be machiach him, that before he touches koidish, he'll have to wash his hands if he touched the pigle. He'll have to be toivel his hands. He'll have to be toivel the hands, koidim sheyiga bekoidish. V'yat richu, this tirche of having to go, in Tevel's hands, it seems this Tircha will be a deterrent that he won't make Pigel, because Pigel creates problems. V'chadoma mishum atzle kune, hamis atzlem b'achilas kodshim, gozru tuma al hanoiso, kedei la trichoy aleyem. Also it seems it would be a psatircha if its hands will become tomei through the negiyas hanoiso. Mar masni taima didei chashdei apigu, or mar masni taima didei atzlei anoiso. We have on the side from the Oruch, Rabbi Nachmanol also says the same pshat, psadifim pshat in chashdei kune, perish lo yechashdu anegeya boi ki lo ochloi noga boi. A different type of chashdei kune. A koyin may be touching pigul, and it might look to people that he has intentions of eating it. הלכך גזרו ביתומץ, הסבחינה ואיסים נקיים מהשם ומישראל. So this will make sure that he won't touch the pigle, so no one will be chayshed him he's doing something wrong. Zogt die Gemara weiter, another machloikes between these two man the yomre. Mar masni ke zayitz, umar masni ke beyit. One of them holds that the sheer tume is beke zayitz, kezayis of pigul is metame, umar masni ke beyit, davka ke beyit of pigul is metame. Man de masni ke zayitz ki isuray, that they gave a din tume on something that has an iser noiser or an iser pigle. So since the iser pigle, the noiser is the kezayis, so they put a they were guys a tume on a kezayis. Uman the masni kebeye kitum osoi. That it's totally in the sheer tume. Let us see Rashi. Man masni bein pigul bein noiser bekezayis gozer rabbonon delitmu ki isuroi ki shir iser achilos eishuchayevolo. He says whatever the shir whatever there's a chiev chorus on pigul on noiser, so that shir they were gozer tume shuchayevolo bekezayis. Kitum osoi, kishir, tumas oichlim, di oireise bekebeye. The Malay Haroyim is ma'ira that we had a machloikis in the second perik between Rashi and Tosfos, what the shir kabolas tume is by oichlim, and what the shir metame acherim is by oichlim. Rashi shita is that an oichl is mekabal tume bekol shehu. And it's metama acherim bekebeya. And Tosfos holds you need a kebeya for kabbalas tuma also. The Mleirim is ma'ira. From this Rashi it would seem that Rashi is soiser himself. Kishir tumas oichlem diyeraisa. Rashi would seem this is the shir where an oichel is mekabal tuma. Kishir tumas oichlem diyeraisa bekebeya. That here Rashi seems to hold like Tosfos that the shir kabbalas tuma is bekebeya. Zog Tosfos, Mishum Chashdei Kohune. So Tosfos learned like Rashi, Chashdei Kohune is that Wechoshet, a Kohen might be Mefagel B'meizit. So in order to deter him, we say that it's Metame Yodo. Vim Toima, Kemoi Kein Lo Yachushu Lasois Betume. This person is not Nizer and the Iser of Nezokin, he's mazik someone, he passes kabonis. So this person will be nizer and tume da rabbonon. K'moy ken le'yechusha la'aseis betume. That means he'll be metamez yadayim, he'll be metamez yadayim. This should hold him back. He's over much more chomo de kisurim. Of passeling kabonis, of being mazik. Yeshloima da'af l'rishoyim chamir lohu tume. And even by a Rosh, Tume is Chomo. There's Isurim. It's one thing. That there's a Ben Odom L'Chaveira, what he's doing to Yana. That he feels a sense of accomplishment. That he doesn't feel that's too wrong. Passeling the Kolben? No, he's passeling the Kolben. Again, nothing's happening to him. He's passeling the Kolben. But when he becomes Tome, that already he's sensitive to that. After the showing Chamira lo tume, to the Marina Biyume, the Lambach, Shechmur alayim Taras, Kalim Yaisim Ishvichas Domim. But in Tosfos really writes, it's not the vote that he becomes Tome. But the day the Shaila was if a Kali became Tome. The Primus, like the Gemara says, in Shabbos, Kamer, Polta, Tara, the Israel. That the Indian of Tume was very Rochik by Klal Yisrael. And this here, it's a greater chshiva, a greater priority than Isurim. And the Mele, so even though the Isur to be Mefagel Kodesh, the Isur to be Mazik someone, will not deter someone,
from not doing what he wants to do, but the tumah was bekoyach shechamur alayim paras kevin yoseh mishvichas domin. This had a priority in a chumre by Klal Yisrael. For this word. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Die Bäume. Yoytei Gazro Rabonen Tume Eloi. Now the Gemara erklärt, so we know, the Mishnah says, Pigul Vahanoisa, that is a Tume der Rabonen. What would Tzu Yoytei? Were the Rabonen Geyser Tume Anir also? Eloi. Mi amrinin noisal the gozlu tume the osuli atzulei bay. Noisal they were gozlu tume. Because noisal b'shei va'al tase they were nichshel and noisal. They were misatzel and achivas hakoidish. Some of them became noisal. So that shchiach to occur. So therefore they were gozlu tume that they shouldn't occur. Aber Jöitze, Afuki di Yodayim, Loi Mavkelei di Yodayim. But to make a desire that he should not be Moitzi di Yodayim, that they want cautious to do such a thing. Some of the Pasol the Kodesh. Of carelessness, to take it out of its Mechitze, Loi Mavkelei di Yodayim. So therefore, since the Psul is not Olu to occur, Loi Gozo Bei Rabon and Tumas, so they want Gozo Tumas. I do Maloishna. Just like there's a carelessness, an atlas, an opkelosenkeit, an neisa, so people are also not too medayik, that it shouldn't go out of its mechitze. So mamela, they were going to tuma by yeteot. Toshma. The more wants to bring a raya from the Mishnah we had brought before. Eiver sheyoto miktosoi, choyte ache megia laetem, vekoylef ache megia laperik vechoyte. Vii amret gozru bei rabonon tume, if you will say, rabonon bodoizo tume an yoyte, ki chotech lai mehavet, so what do you accomplish by cutting and separating the pnimi, the tzad ha-pnimi, from the tzad ha-yoytze, hokametamelai, it became tome already. The chelik that went out became tome. The chelik ha-pnimi was mekabel tume tome. So memela, everything is tome. So if it's tome, midarabonin, you're not allowed to eat anything. So why do you need this whole process of chelik? It's coming with the Rabbonon. You have to burn everything. End of the Gemara, Tumas storing him. The vial, it wasn't Mekabel Tumas. Because it's one piece of meat. That the Chelek Hapnimi is touching the Chelek Achitzain. That's called Amaga Beis Hastorim. In a maga beis hastorim, it's not called a maga begolui. It's a maga beis hastorim. So such a maga is not metame. So therefore, even though there could be gozru tuma leyoyte, afal pikein, the pnimi is not mekabel tume, kozman et mechubel to the yoyte. Let us see Rashi. Hakametame pnimi machmas magoi shel yoytze amachuboloi. It's touching the chelik of the yoytze, it's attached to it. So, ein lachonegia gdaila mizu, it's mamish one piece. Umishani tumas beis astorimi. Kol maga, every negia, chibo beis astorim, which the maga is because it's a chibur of a beis astorim, that means this whole mokim, it's one piece and it's a beis astorim, it's not a mokim megula. The maga is, it's mechubur. The beis astorim is mechubur. שאין מקיים מגוי נראה. Where it is touching, this is not visible, this is a base astorim, is memela, so it's not mekabel tumme. How do we know this halacha? The tumme is base astorim, nafkalam and mesachas nides, delay mitmeye, midu yodav, lay shotav, vamayim, peik yitzidoy, for the binin, negiyah, bi yodayim, shu begoli. Negiyah has to be, in amokim amigule, this is in a base astorim. This is a chibo. After the magid, the machab is because it's one piece. Such a negi is called a negi is base astorim. So a mele, so you can't be poishet anything. Like the Gemara, ul ravine da oma chiburei oichlem lav chibohu, ravine that says that Chiburei oichlam, that what oichlam are attached. You have one oichl, one piece of meat. Lav chibohu, it doesn't have a teiris chibo. Since it's aimed lachtoich, there's a svore. So al kaponim, so it's not considered like you have a chibo. Uchiman de mifres idomik, we consider ke'ilu, they're separated already. According to him, it's not a chibur beis hastor. So we hear back the kasha, kanoga ba'adodi, the commitment. So if you'll say that there's a din tumme bayoitze, so why isn't the chelek apnimi mekabel tumme? Let us see Rashi, ele ravine da oma beperik behema mekasha legabi maga, Chibur da oichlem keman de mifres udomik. It's keilu, they're separated. Uloi have a chibur, and it's not considered like one unit. Uloi maga beis hastorim mikri. It's not considered a maga beis hastorim. It's a little unclear to understand why one thing has a shaykhis with the other. That means even though Ravina holds that it's command the mitzvah idomi, v'loy havi chibo, it's not considered one, it's considered you have different chalokim there, but al kaponim, why isn't considered maga beis hastorim? It's still in Lomdus that if the shame chibur shaboy makes it ois maga, so it's not considered mechuba. L'chayre, the limud is mayodov bigoloi. Kabini negia biyadayim shahin bigoloi. So l'chayre, goloi it's not goloi. I've heard of the stickle mashmois in the Gebes of Teichen Tzuach Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi would seem that the longest of Ravina is, since it's oimed lachtoich, so it's ke'ilu, it's chotuch, and ke'ilu, it's begolui. That means you take into consideration that ke'ilu was separated and ke'ilu was begolui. It could be that Pshat and the Lashon of Rashi also. Keman de mavres idomi v'loi havi chibur v'loi maga beis hastorim mikri. I mean, it could be this is another nekuda. We rechen ke'ilu was cut already. By oichlam, we rechen ke'ilu it was cut. So memele, so if it was cut, so memele, we have already the goli also. Not only that it's not mechubur, there's another haysof of loi havi chibur v'loi maga beis hastorim. Al kaponim Ravina holds as the longest of command the mifrasi that it's considered keilu there was a maga begoli. So according to Ravina l'chayre we can be poishit from the Mishnah that they weren't geizer tuma and yaitzi because of the geizer tuma and yaitzi so the chelak epnimi should also have been mekabel tuma. And for the Gemara, it's not shkefelech. Elaman, the masni kezayis.
The one that holds that the Shir Tumis Bekezayis, so we'll say the less Bekezayis. The speaking about it is no Kezayis on the Chelek HaYetze. Oman de Masni Kebeye, the less Bekebeye. So Memele, so it's no Kasha. We can make an Akimte. The less Bekezayis, the Rashi says, Ba'oisoi Ktsas. The Chelek that went out was no Kezayis. Zog Taisvis. Tumas beis astorim hi, vim toima fraktoisves. Now, this halacha, if the amaga beis astorim is not mekabel tume, is a machloikis Rabbi Yosi and Rameyer. Rameyer holds that amaga beis astorim is considered a maga. The machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rameyer is in a very interesting case. That a person had a beged that was medres hazov, and the sheer medres is 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim. That's the minimum sheer medres. The sheer kabbalah's tumah of a beged is 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. So the Gemara brings down a case that if you had a medres hazov, that was 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim, and then you split it. So now the Tumas Medres falls off, because it's not Chozil Medres anymore. Now the Shaila is this Beged still Tomei Alts Maga Medres? Because when it was an over Tumas Alts Medres, so each chelik was touching the other chelik, so each chelik was touching the chelik ha-medris, so it should be mekabel, it should become a rishin letumah alts maga medris. But that's a maga beis hastorim. So Rameyer says that if you cut this beged that was tomei, medris hazov, which is 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, so now each chelik will not be another tumah, but it'll be a rishin l'tumah al smaga medres hazov. Rabbi Yosi says it never touched the medres. Bishasa was 1 chatiche, so it was no maga. That's a tumah space hastorim. And now that you split it, so it's a is medres. So Taisva says about kaponim, this old teretz of tumah space hastorim is only good according to Rabbi Yosi. Some of Taisvus men, some Mishnah Rameya. Vim toim artinach le Rabbi Yosi, elo Rameya de poligolei, umaisi lo beperg beima mekashe, de isloi de mitmo, that there is a halacha of tumis, of there is a halacha of amage beis astorim is mekabu tume, is maika le meima. Eshloima de kaimalon ki Rabbi Yosi legabi Rameya la halacha, in this shayla we paskan like Rabbi Yosi, so Mestava the Mishnah is Aliba de Hilchus, so it's going according to Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara asked, Abol Ravine da Oma Chibure Oichlem Keman de Mifchisi. So Memele, so then we have a problem. So that we should have a Maga, because there's a Lomdus of Keman de Mifchisi, it's Keilu, it was Nivdal already one from the other. Ve'imtaima, Fraktoisves, Beloi Ravine. Why do you have to ask according to Ravina? Given the Salke Daitach, the Ike Shir Litmuye Bameshe Yotzalachutz. The Avamin of the Gemara was that the Chelik that was Yotzalachutz, either Kezayis or Akabeye. So the Gemara had said that it wasn't Mekabel Tume as yet because it was a Magabei Sastorin. Frektach Toises have a motzi lakshuye de maskinim beperg behima mekashe. De moide Rabbi Yosi is moide. Bisholoish al sholoish habois mi beged godu. If you had a large beged, you had a beged that was 10 tfachim by 10 tfachim. And this beged was tomei tumas medres. And now you cut off from this beged a patch which is 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. So you have to realize if you're just cutting off such a small chelik, so roiv of the beged will still be an avatumet. Rav of the Beged is still a Medras Azov, because still it still has the Shir of Medras on it. So no, the Sholosh al Sholosh is not Tomei Tumas Medras. So the Gemara says, but there, Moide Rav Yosi b'Sholosh al Sholosh, Habois mi Beged Godu, the Bishas Prishosai Me Oviv, while you're in the midst of the process of separating this small chelik from the larger chelik of the beged, and the larger chelik of the beged, that's called Oviv, still has a Tumis Medres Hazov on it, Mikabo Tumim Oviv. That's me, it would seem from Rashi that the Svara is, it's impossible, while you're cutting it off, it shouldn't touch, one chelik shouldn't touch the chelik ha-kotten, the chelik of sholosh al-shoy shouldn't touch the rest of the beged. So while cutting it, there's a new maga. If you have, in the first case we mentioned before, that you had a beged which was 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, so when you split that, you have nothing. None of the chalokim now have a tumis medres. So then the only way you could think that it should be mekabel tumis medres is davke was mekabel tumi b'shas when there was a beis hastorim. So they have a machloikes, a b'yaisi and rameya. But if you had a beged gadol and you have a dover haroi letamei, so b'shas the prisha, the chelik ha-kotten is yevsher, that it shouldn't be negeya with the chelik ha-gadol, it's mekabel tumi. Over here, if we have the chelik ha-yotze, the gemara that have mina held, that the chelik ha-yotze is either a kezayis or a kebeya, so while he's separating the chelik ha-yotze and the chelik ha-pnimi, so it's imeglach that the chelik ha-pnimi should not touch the chelik ha-yotze. So automatically it became tummy. So you don't have to ask a kasha, according to Ravine, with a lumdis. The old kasha was according to Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi himself holds that it's impossible, that it shouldn't be mekabel tume, b'negiye b'shas t'prishe. The Yesh Loima, so Taisu says, we could say, the ikaluk mi b'nitzois b'chol koicha, וכן משני בפרק אמרו לא יגע בעבר המדודו באודם תויר. The Gemara in Krisa says, you have an עבר המדודו, an עבר that's in the process of falling off. Now, Kozman, the עבר is מחובר to the goof of אודם, the אודם is תויר, because the עבר is also תויר. As soon as the Eiver is Nifrash Meha Odom, so then the Eiver is Metame Tumis Meis. It's Metame. So the Gemara says, it's possible that we could be Mavdul, the Eiver, from the Gufa Odom, and we can make sure that there should be no Negiye of the Eiver to the Gufa Odom, if it's Nitzim Bekoyach, it's Nitzis Bechol Koicha, if it's separated with force, so then we can be sure that there's no Negiya whatsoever. So that is an Oifin that the one doesn't touch the other. So Taisa says, perhaps we could say, Dika Lukmi Benitzis Bechol Koicha, that we are separating the Bosar Apnimi from the Bosar Achitzen Bechol Koichen, like the Gemara says in Krisis, Gabi Eva Medudu Bodom Toyer, but Taisu says that doesn't make sense over here. Miyuhoche Kivin Shein Echoitech Ha'etzem. But over here, this Teret does not make sense. Kivin Shein Echoitech Ha'etzem Elochoitech Sviboise Ha'etzem. That means the meat is still mechuber to the Etzem. Ein Yoche Lahatis Bechol Koichen. That means the two chalokim, the chelik hapnimi and the chelik hachitzoim, are together. They're not separated. They are the mechuba to the etzim. So then, lochayre, mishas, the separation process, one should zicha touch the other. So Lechayr effect of Taisus, why did the Gemara have to ask according to Rabbine? Gemara can ask Rabbi Yossi alone. The Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yossi without Lomdus. Practically, Bishas, the Prisha, Al-Kochach, there's an Agiyah. Taisvis in Chulin wants to say a teretz that it is speaking about that he cuts the meat besakin rechova with a thick sakin shemavsekes hasakin bein mashe bevechutz lemashe befnim bein negei ezebozer. That's what Taisvis says. It's speaking about a thick sakin. It's unclear how the sakin is mavdalit the whole time while you're going around the etzem. About could be it separates it already and doesn't fall back into place, the bosom. So if you have a sakin rechova, so b'shas techitach it's separated, and then could be it remains separated. So memela, so it's possible that one should not touch the other. That's what Taisvus answers in Chulin on this kasha. Ubirishalmi muki bechaytech u'mashlech b'ma'at ma'at. The Rishalmi says that it is speaking about that is chaytech u'mashlech. Now the Mephoshim, the Pnei Moshe, the Rishalmi seems to say that is chaytech the chelek hachitzay, the chelek hayoytzay. He cuts off a little bit, a chelek that's poches mikizayis, which can't be metame, and he cuts that away, and then he cuts nachamol a chelek poches mikizayis. So memele, there's only, he doesn't separate it all at once with one chatach, choytech umashlech. He cuts off small pieces, poches mikizayis. So therefore, it is possible, that means even though the chelik hayoytze is takizayis and more, but he doesn't make one large chtach, that it comes out that the chelik hapnimi is touching akizayis, he's chaytech small chatiches, which are pusas mikizayis, memela, to that way it is possible that the chelek apnimi is not mekabel tume. The Dvar Shmuel wants to say a teretz that in reality it's impossible to cut when you're cutting between the basar hayoytze and the basar apnimi. You can't cut mamish on the you can't cut mamish, you can't be mitzamsim to, you're just cutting the last mashu of the basar hayoytze, and you're leaving over the last mashu of the basar hapnimi. So al kochoch, if one wants to cut the basar hayoytze, he goes a little over and he cuts a little bit from the basar hapnimi. He's cutting a little bit the basar hapnimi. So he says, if this is true, so then there's no problem whatsoever. So the chelek ha-bosar ha-pnimi that's touching the bosar ha-yaytzi, that's a magabes ha-storim. So that didn't become tome. And that chelek that's touching the other bosar ha-pnimi, so it's toil with toil. So therefore, that he wants to be mitzadet for emphatize with kasha. So memela, so there's no, that's why the Gemara only had to ask according to Ravine, not according to Rabbi Yossi himself. The Kitzur, we still have the Shaila and the Gemara, if Chazal wa Geizer Tumme an Yoitze. Zog the Gemara weiter. Toshma, Hamoitzi Bsar Pesach Michabure Lechabure. A person took out Bosar from a Korban Pesach, from one Chabure to another Chabure. So the Baraisa says, Afal Pisha Hu Beloisa, so even though the person who was Maitzi the Bosa is over Allah, is a Isa de Raisa to be Maitzi the Bosa from one Chabur to another Chabur? Afal Pikein, Tohel. But the Bosa is Tohel. My lab, Tohel, Vosa. Mistome, the Baraisa means that even though the basar is asur, with a psul yoyce on the bosso, by taking it on me chabure le chabure, this is the, that means different types of kochim have different mechitzes, and different gedorim of yoyce. Koche kochim, the yoyce is you take it out of the azor. So it's yoyce, it's yotza chutzl mechitzos. Kochim kalim, you take it out of Yerushalayim. That's the yoyce. Pesach is unique. There's another hoitzo, taking out from one chabura to another chabura. But it's also, it's more held that this is a type of a yoyce. You have different types of mechitzes, with different halachas. But al kaponim, it becomes yoyce through this hoitzo. My love, tohoir, the Baraisa says it's tohoir. But va'oso, but it's also bachile. That means it became yoyce. Besides being over the avere of taking it out, that's a love of being able to take out, bosa from one chabur to the other chabur, but the taking out affects the bosa, and it becomes also bachile, and it becomes posel al yoyce. The yoyce mechabure lechabure, you have another mechitza by Kolben Pesach. You have a mechitza of hoitzo mechabura lechabura. Or mivson, it becomes posel. Now, if it becomes posel, so that means there's a psul yoitze on this basel that was taken out from one chabura to another chabura. Vafilu hachi ketoni toher. Alme leigozru rabonon tumet. So you see clearly that the one guy is a tumah and the psul yaitze. So the Gemara says, no, you're not learning correct pshat in the Baraisa. Loi toher umuter. The basal that was taken out, you are either an aveira for taking it out. But the aveira of taking out chutz mechabure does not passel the basal. The yoytze mechabura lechabura lav ki yoytze chutz lemechitzosei domi. This is not an iser, this is not a lav that passels the kol. It's an iser, you're not allowed to take it out. Rabbi Nechananel gives a marshal, just like shviras etzim. You're not allowed to break an etzim. A person breaks an etzim, it doesn't passel the kol. It's a veiri, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to take the Sarah Pesach from one chabura to another chabura, but it's nothing to do, doesn't affect the korban in each way. It's not posel al tzeitze. You bring it back and you lead it again. So there's nothing wrong with it. You are even aveira, found it. That's what the Gemara wants to be matcha deraya. Loi toher umuter. It is toher, and you're allowed to eat it. The yoytze mechabura lechabura lav ki yoytze chutzl mechitzosei domi. The loy mifsel, it doesn't become posel. So memela, so you don't have any raya whatsoever that they weren't geyser tuman the psul yoytze. They were geyser, but this isn't yoytze. The Gemara says, I wish to disagree with you. V'hakotoni seife, we learned in the seife of this beraise, ha'oich loy, if a person will eat this boso that was taken out from one chabule, ha'rei ze beloy sase. So he's over a lav. So what lav is he over? So you see, fakert, that it does become posel. And he's over a lav. So there is a psul yoytze. So there's a psul yoytze. So I do have a raya. So why is it toya? So you see that they weren't geyser to me on yoytze. So the Gemara bishloim leman da omer kebeye. According to the man, the omer that says, that they only were geyser tumme if there's a kebeye. We could say this by kezayis. It's speaking about that there wasn't a kebeye of bosa, it was only a kezayis of bosa. The less by kebeye, and that's good for what the Baraisa is telling us, that it's toher, that they weren't geyser tumme, and less than a kebeye. Eleman, the yoma kezayis, but according to the man, the yoma that said, that there were geyser tumah and a kezayis. And here, Akochach, we're speaking about that he took out a kezayis, because it says, ha'oich lo yarei zebeloisas. If you eat it, you're over alav, so you see there's a kezayis. Ma'ikolim, eimam. Wenn es euch doch schwer, so heißt es, if you won't prove from here, that legosru tumal yoytze, so what will you say? Hier noch heire zu muchach, legosru tumal yoytze. Einfach die Gemorre. No, ala be yoytze be Pesach lei mi boila. Here we're speaking about the yoytze of Kolben Pesach. Lei mi boila. Legosru rabonan tumal. My time b'nei chabure zrizene u'mizel ziribe. B'nei chabure azo eis. The whole reason that they were gozer tuma and yoytze is because we're afraid maybe they might be careless and they'll be mighty the bosa. That was the whole shaila. So the Gemara says b'yoytze b'pesach lo'y mi bo'olom v'lo'y gozer rabon and tuma. They want gozer. There's no need to be geyser tume to prevent that it shouldn't become yaitse. Elokikami boilon be yaitse be kochik. Yaitse by other kochik. Yaitse be kochik. My. So what is it? It didn't take off. So this we're not pushing. Zot Rashi, Sheyotza mi chabura lekami meforesh lo isaso delay, which is, where does it say you're not allowed to take out from one chabura to another chabura? The Pesach says you're not allowed to take out lo isoitzi min abayis min abosa chutzo. You're not allowed to take out from the bayis. Where do we see this? Need to take out from the chabura. That we'll see later. My life toyer militame, but also lechel, kishar yoytze chutz l'mechitze. The mechitzes Pesach, mokim achilosayi, the mechitza of the Kolben Pesach is where it is permitted to be eaten, in the chabure. But for lehochi, k'toni toyer. The gemore loy, toyer umutar. The light psul yaitze is bay. There's no psul yaitze bechlau if you take it out from the chabur. There's an isa to take out, but there's no psul. Aber yaitze chutzlum chitze. Loi lamein meloch de metame. In fact, the Gemara, no, it says in the Sefer, harei ze beloi sase. Ki di omar bepeire kol sho, loi yoichal ki koydishem, kol shebek ki koydishu, Kol shebekaydish posel, ba'akosov liten loisasa al al-chilosai. Halme yoytze choshiv lei vefilohochi k'toni toher. Rashi says, why is it osa ba'achile? Lo yoichol ki kaydish heim. We learn that kol shebekaydishu. Kol shebekaydish posel. Every psul kaydish, because of litan leisas al chilos, he's not allowed to eat kochim psulim. Alme yaitze choshim leis, so we see this a psul yaitze. Vefilohochi k'toni toher. Mephoshim ask on Rashi, why did Rashi say that the isar achila is from alav kloli, lo yeyochol ki kodeshu, kosha be kodesh posel, every posel le kodesh, there's a lot, not allowed to eat it. Any posel of Kodesh, not allowed to eat. L'chayre, there's a mefurish alav on Yaitze. We learned to Rashi in the beginning of Kol Shur, Boso basode treifa loisei chaylu, Boso basode. So Chazal learned out, Boso sheyotza chutzlem chitzosa, he went into the sode, is loisei chaylu. That's we learn out of psul Yaitze. There's a isar achila on Yaitze. Boso basode loisei chaylu. So Lechayren, that's Mr. Rabbi Kevegas Kasha. Later Rashi brings this pasuk. And here Rashi says it's also Ba'achila. It's also Ba'achila because of Al-Tzadin Kloli from Kol Shebekodesh Pasuk. So I saw the Shita Mekevetzis brings down from someone that could be there's a difference. We'll see later there are two psulim. There's a psul to take out from one bias to another bias, there's a psul to take out from one chabura to another chabura in the same bayis, in the same bayis. So Dachsimi wants to say the psul to take out from one bayis to another bayis. So a bayis is called the mechitza of the kol. Now to take it out of the bayis. That's a psul, so that's called basal basode. That was taken out of its mechitza. It's basode, taken out of its mechitza. In the same bayis, to take from one chabura to the other chabura, each chabura, there's an issur to take out from one chabura, but doesn't have a toiras mechitza, that you took it, the lav of basal basode was taken out from its mechitza, it's not applicable by chabura le chabura. But lemaise, it's nifsal. But not out, but the Isar Achille is not out Bosal Basode. There's a new limit out. The klal is to get in from Kosha Bekoidish Bosal. But you can't use the love of Bosal Basode when it's in the same bias, and it's only a Itzom Echabura Lechabura. The Musig of Basode Pasnik. Bishlaim alaman de masni a pigul v'noise kebeye, motl etrutzi de gozol tume nami a yoitze, v'hai de ktoni toyo, b'deleke kebeye. It's not a beye. Speaking about that, it's not a beye. But if you hold that the shield be kezayis, mikol ameinu, ktoni oichle v'loi sasa, mechval dike kezayis. So the Gemara answers, kahanim, b'nei chabur, zrizimeim, sheyesh rabim, Mizazim says, Zemul Hoitzi, La Itzach Lachmuga Yalayu Shal Yavoyu Lidei Yitzir. So they weren't Machma. So the Svas Emes asks, Amor de Kekasha. The Svas Emes asks, so we learn this Gemara to me mistake. So the Gemara says, Bnei Chabure, they want Goyza, there's Rizim, finished. He says, in the end of Arvei Pesachim, it's Mavur, that a Pesach, that becomes nicer, it's Matamas Yadayim. Ah, you have your same B'nai Chabura, there's Rizim, the Mizazim says, so why by nicer is it Matamas Yadayim? It's B'nai Chabura. So he says a beautiful vote. So he says that Be'emison, the Psulim, which are Noyik, B'chol HaKodshim, Chazal couldn't differentiate. That means the noise of a Kolben Pesach is not metame, because Nechabur has reason. The noise of a Shlomim is metame, the noise of a Chatos is metame. Chazal couldn't make such things. So they said, like, look, all noise is metame. This is not a normal yoitze. This is a hoitzome chabura lechabura. This is a new psul. This is a miyuchedike psul by Kolben Pesach. This is a unique psul which is not shaykh by any other kol. So the shayl is, should I be geizel tumah on this psul? So you say to him, be geizel tumah on a psul that's miyuchid le Pesach, the zikha one geizel tumah, because nechabur is reason name. So there's no reason to be geizel tumah. So he says, I'm moire de kizach, so he says, so we'll come out by a kolben Pesach gufa if you'll have another yoytzei. You'll have the yoytze of taking it chutzli Rishalayim, so that yoytze lemaise will become tamei afilu by a kolben Pesach. The Gemara only means to say the yoytze which is miyuchid lePesach. That's the yoytze of taking out from one chabura to another chabura. That yoytze the one geizer, because since it's a miyuchid kipsul by psachim. And since this psul is really not necessary to be geizer to me, so by this psul they want geizer. Zog Taisus. The bnei chabur is rizim heim, ki kem iboi lon yoytzei de kotshe. Vim toima. So it comes out that the bnei chabur are zrizim, therefore, therefore, according to the Svasem is b'yoytzei b'kotchim, b'kotchim actually will be better. The yoytzei that's applicable to all kotchim. I mean, I feel like Kolben Pesach Gufa. ויצא אף קודשים, לכן it would have been a little bit better. ייצא אף קודשים, not the ייצא אף פסח. ייצא ביקודשים, it would seem that by פסח there's no, ויצא דיקודשים would be a little, a stickle ha'ora on the ספס אמס. ייצא דיקודשים, לכן it should have said. נכה בורס ריסי מנקי כמי בוילון ייצא, אבל תקטסוס is גרס like that, ייצא דיקודשים. That's the way that Jesus gives it. Yaitzei di kotshim. The yaitzei of kotshim. Then it's like a meduyik like this was emes. Vim toima. The beperik ha-moitzi tvillin mashme ipche. The gemara ha-moitzi tvillin weiss da is verkehrt. The comma. Abaye said over there. Kahanim zrizenheim amrinen. Bnei chabur zrizenheim loy amrinen. There the Gemara is speaking about that Kahanim, that it says, Mishalshon as a Pesach, Roseicha Tano Somach Lachasheicha, that even though one is not permitted to take a raw piece of meat, to roast it right before Shabbos, also Gzeire Shema Yechate, Afal Pikein, by a Korban Pesach, they were Geiser. I'm sorry, but Kol Pesach they were matter. But Kol Pesach they were matter. So Rabbi Yosef wanted to say pshat over there, why were they matter? So he says, Bnei Chabure Zrizenheim. They were matter because Bnei Chabure are Zrizen. Nabai is chaylik on Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi said he never heard of such a thing. Kahanim Zrizenheim, Amrinam. Bnei Chabure Zrizenheim, Loi Amrinam. V'tiritzri, so my mail is talk upon them, our Gemara says, you don't say B'nei Chaburah's reason. The Gemara there says, you don't say B'nei Chaburah's reason. Our Gemara says, you do say B'nei Chaburah's reason. The Tiritzri, the Loidomi. It matters what you're speaking about. The Gabi B'nei Chaburah, Shaykh, Lemigzer, Tvei, Shema, Yechat, Malagabi, Kahanim. There we're speaking about Hilcha Shabbos. Now we have to understand that all the Chaburahs, the chaburas that came together, so the chaburas were made up of Yidden, who their dalga of Shmirah Shabbos was like a whole year. So just like a normal Yid, a whole year is olu l'chatois, it's possible if he'll start being tzeile, samach l'chasheich, he'll be mechate. So the chaburas also olu l'chatois. That a mechabura doesn't help. Kahanim could be not, but Nechaburiyo. Toha milsa lai shaycha le Pesach lau. This is not a Pesach dikaloche. This is a Shabbos dikaloche. Avo b'midi di shaycha le Pesach, but the halochis, which are meyuchid le Pesach, ki goin yoytzei, zrizim nei hachabura yoyse me kahanim. Yoytzei, this is their korban, so yoytzei, here it's v'nahapachu. Here, the more Zoris than Kahana. There's a very interesting Marsha here. The Marsha says, I mean, here we're going to two extremes. The Gemara in Erevin says, Kahanim Zrizim Haim B'nei Chabure. They're not Zrizim. Taisha says, that's in Hilcha Shabbos. But it comes and Midi D'Shaich LePesach. So then we say, Fakert, B'nei Chaburim Ayos is Rizim Ekanim. The Masha says, L'chayre, he could have said a little differently. Could be Kanim are always Rizim. There's a Klal Kahanim's Rizim. Let's not fall off on that Klal. Kanim are always Rizim. And by Kotche Kotchim, could be they never were Goyzer, by Yoytze, because Kahanim's Rizim. Kahanim's Rizim, that means we have to clear a psul of Yoytze. Maybe the only reason it would be yaitzi, it would be out carelessness to be moitzi kotche kotchim or any kotchim. It's out carelessness. It's kahanim's reason that they zicher won't do it. That's like kunim and meila, but to be moitzi, amazon yichutzum chitzos, there's nothing more to think about. That's hake kahanim's reason. The gemara shaila, where they goyzer tume by yaitzi, speaking by kotchim kalim. So that already the Yisraelim, it's biyada Yisraelim. So there, so we're comparing B'nei Chabure of Korban Pesach to all Kodshim Kalim, so we say B'nei Chabure Zrizim, Yisraelim Lav Zrizim Ein. but could be by kotshe kotshim. There never was a shaila if they were geyser. They never would take a geyser by kotshe kotshim, because she's zichus they kanim zrich. That's what the mashal wants to tie it. From places we see nitazay. From places we see that the shaila of the gemara, just like they were geyser by chashdei kunim, by atzlei kunim, the shaila of yaitzi is also by kahanim. So therefore, it's applicable afilu by kotshe kotshim also. Zot the gemara weiter. Umaitzi b'sar pesach mechabura lechabura. Minay, how do you know b'chlal that there's an issa to take out from one chabura to another chabura? Zot Rashi, chabura shal shnei psochim b'bayis echad. How do you know that there's an issa to take out from one chabura to another chabura of two psochim? In Cheschinuches Medayik from Rashi, if you have two chaburas from the same Pesach, there's no Isser, it seems. Davke, two chaburas of two different Kolben Psochem. So, how do you know that there's such an Isser? Chaburas shel shnei Psochem b'bayis Yisechat, how do you know that there's an Isser take out from one chabur to another chabur? Sanye, lo yisaitzi min habayis min habosel chutzi, not allowed to take out min habayis. Ein li elo mi bayis le bayis, mi chabura le chabura minayim, tamad loima chutze chutz lachilos. So it seems the loisoitzi min habayis, loisoitzi chutzo, now to take chutz le mokim achilos. Chutzo kro yeseirohu le meilev chutz le chaburas achilos. Not allowed to take it out of its chabura. Now, from the Loshon of Gemore, from the Loshon of Gemore, mechabure lechabure, Loshon of Gemore would seem, and later we'll see in the Loshon of Gemore also, Rashi says, that she anich b'mokim chabura acheres, it would seem that the Isser is when you take it out from one chabure to another chabure. Chabure lechabure. Rashi says later, b'mokim chabura, she anich b'mokim chabura acheres. The drosha would seem nitazoi. The drosha is that only elam ibayis labayis v'chabur chabur minayin tamaloyim achutzo chutz lachilosi. You're not allowed to take it out mimokim achilosi. So from the drosha it would seem that the issa is to take it out from its chabur, not to take it into another chabur. The drosha is not to take it out mimokim achilosi. It's a big tumulot. Chazanish pakebel azoi zogm. He says the loshna rashi baistis nitazoi. Min Chesinach is also medayik from the Loshon HaRashi, that the Rashi later will say, Atshinich b'mokim chabura acheres, that the Isser is take, that you have to take it into a different chabur, even though the drosha is chutzo, but it seems somehow Chazal knew that the Isser is to take into another chabur, not, it doesn't become, the Isser is not if one takes it out of the one chabur alone. Omar Rab Ami, המויצי בשר פסח מחבורה לחבורה, אין החייק, עד שיוניח, by taking it out, and not putting it down, in the mocking of the second חבורה, is not חייק. היצוק סיב בי כשבס. It says the same lotion like it says by Shabbos. מה שבס עד העובד הקירה והנוכה? By Shabbos, it's not considered a Yitzor till you're oiker from one Rishus, menich in another Rishus. Ach, hochinami adovid akire vanoch. Mosiv rab abe ba mamo, ho yusoy glanoy soy bemoitois. They used to carry, they were carrying out the par the soil shayem akipurim. Horishaynim yotzu chutz lochayim asa azore, vachaynim lo yotzu. So they're carrying out the par of the soil, and the Rishonim, those who were up in front, they left the Azor already. So they took it out of the Machne Shechina. We'll see in Rashi, there's a posik, that as soon as it is taken out from the Machne Shechina, those who are carrying it, the Tomei L'Tamei Bigdeya. So, Hoyo Soiblim Oisoi B'Moiteis, they were carrying it with Moiteis, הראשיינים יוצאו חוץ לחיימס הזורה, so the, those in front left took it out of it, they took it out of the machne, והאחרוינים לא יוצאו, and the אחרוינים, they're still in the הזורה. So the הלוך is הראשיינים מתאמים בגודם, והאחרוינים אין מתאמים בגודם. והאולי נוח, says the שם היצא by תומס בגודם of פורמן ישרוף הם also. So Memele, so if you say wherever it says Haitzor, you need the Gedorim of Haitzor by Shabbos, it's not called Haitzor till it's Noch in the second of the Shoes. So why are the Rishonim, Posh, it seems they're in the process of carrying it. So why are the Rishonim Metami Bigdayim? Moisiv Lovu Mefarek Lobin Igrorim. It is speaking about that it is either schlepping on the Karke, or Taisa says it's Teich Gimel, so Memele, so it's considered Keilu, it's noch Chutz Lamachne, so Memele, so it's considered there was a Haitzor. Zogt Rashi, Achi Aniach, this is the Reif from Rashi, B'mokaim Chabure Ha'acheres. It's only Chayiv when you may niach it, B'mokaim Chabure Ha'acheres, in the second Chabure. David lay akira v'anoche kishabes. The be'inin akira v'anoche. Ve'ad she'yaniach, before the noche, lo'y nigmere moloch. It's not cold. He made a hitzo. Gabi shabes, v'chol chiyuvi chatas ksiv ba'asoyisa eskulov, l'voisa mikzosa. V'aynami, so me'mele, you have to do the complete moloch. You have to be going with the moloch. V'aynami, avagam v'la ba'chatasu. You have to make a complete Haitzor in order to be over. How you say, Bumayisom Bumaytis, Parman Yisrofim Kagayim Parvassoy Yemekipurim, Parhelam Dover, Parkayim Mashiach and Yisrofim Chutz L'Gimel Machnes, the Mokim Asreife is Chutz L'Gimel Machnes, that means Chutz from the Yazore, Harabayis, Yerushalayim. If you never say the Yuma Vepek Shnei Sire, it says as follows. Holom bishapom and ischof matanoyslam gimel machnes. The kan biyam akipurim matanoyslam machna achas bit mir. Because by the payam ikulunches the chsibi oitse el bechutz la machna besofa. Elo, loim aloch. It's not telling you where the mokim asreif is. The mokim asreif is chutz la gimel machnes. Loim aloch kiven she yotzu chutz la machna achas. But as soon as it went out from one machne, when out of the Azore, metame begodem. Toksiv aseir avoysim yichabiz begodem. Almek she yaitzin min Azore, metame begodem shalem miyad. So the noisim apore a metame begdem. Vaaf agav dolo inoch. Even though there was no anoch, boch haitzo ksiv abachiv ahoytzi yas apo, she should need the gidre of haitzo by Shabbos. And for the gemoris retzach benigrorim agav itarke, vihika anochet, that there was another.